Busted. No, I'm not paying attention to my wife. She's talking and I'm playing solitaire. Again. What'd you say, honey? Yes, I play solitaire on my phone. A lot. I began playing solitaire back in 1991, give or take, on my home computer. I would pay my bills with Quicken, and when I got bored, which was often, I'd play solitaire. I've been playing it ever since. Like I say, I've played it a lot. And yes, I've played it at work. I was one of those bad employees. That was back in the olden days, though. I learned that if I never put the software on my work computer, I'd never be tempted. Unfortunately, it's on my phone. But I only played it at work when I was in the bathroom. I must admit, I took some long bathroom breaks in my day. But I'm not alone. Since its inception as software 3 decades ago, Microsoft Solitaire hosts over 35 million players every month. And that's just on Microsoft. Solitaire was first introduced with Windows 3.0 back in 1990. It remained a part of Windows for years. But of course, it didn't originate in 1990. That's just when the game exploded. Hey, you may not know this, but you could actually play the game with real playing cards. No kidding! It's a whole lot slower, but it can be done. The first known solitaire game was in Russia back in 1826. At least, that's when someone wrote about it. Many years ago, someone once told me that you should always carry a deck of cards with you whenever you go on a hike, because if you ever get lost, you're to immediately pull out the cards and begin to play a game of solitaire. Someone is bound to show up and point out your next move. Ever so often, like every 3 years or so, I reset my solitaire statistics. I try to get my winning percentage up over time, and after you play 1,000 games or so, it's harder to move the numbers. But this time, I've got some pretty good numbers, so I've been hesitant to reset it. This time around, I've played about 6,303 games. I've won 2,138. Now, that doesn't sound very good, but my winning percentage is almost 34%. 34. My mom plays on her computer and boasts a winning percentage of 63%. Is that really possible? That's what the statistics say on her computer, though. So, maybe my percentage number isn't in the upper echelon of solitaire champs. But I've got some pretty good numbers elsewhere. Like my fastest winning time is pretty good, I think. 1:54. The average time for a solitaire game is typically 3 minutes. My fewest winning moves is 105, and my highest score is 6,688. I'm kind of proud of these numbers. I Googled the world record for the fastest game, and I think someone's cheated there, too. This can't be right. It says it lasted all of 5 seconds. 5 seconds? No way! It says that scores above 10,000 are creditable, whatever that means, creditable. And the scores above 11,000 are ones to be proud of. Scores above 12,000 need photographic proof to back them up, I would think. Makes my score of 6,700 sound, well, laughable. But it's my personal best. Here's a sad statistic. My longest losing streak without a win, 76 losses. I've played 76 times before I won a game. Gee, there are advantages to playing solitaire. Solitaire games can put one into a meditative state. Solitaire games are harmless if you play once in a while, the website says. However, if you find yourself playing the game far too often, you may have developed a mild addiction. I don't think I'm addicted. I really don't. I don't always play it. You see, most of the time, I play hearts. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.